This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
How about those mini reactors like an Iron Man?
Yeah. What about them?
Bill Gates!
Bill Gates!
Got a nuclear startup going on.
That guy who got killed in the strip club?
No.
His cousin.
That was Bill K. Gates.
Bill K. Gates.
Hey,
yeah,
Gates.
This is rest in peace.
The Bill Gates. The real
Bill
Gates.
This is the Bill Gates. At the real Bill Gates.
This is a molten salt.
Molten salt?
Molten salt?
Dang.
Fuck.
To store energy.
Yeah.
To store energy?
These are batteries. These are liquid lava batteries. We using lava for batteries? Nobody thinks this sounds dangerous.
We're using lava.
We're at the point.
How can you contain lava in a device?
We're at the point in human history where we're using lava to store energy.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, right?
It seems dangerous.
Just explode and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well use some of that and kind of
like... Yeah, exactly. The world's going to blow up anyway.
Continue a cycle of death.
We might as well store energy in lava.
I mean, why not, right?
Why not?
Let's harvest it. Let's farm it.
Let's massage that lava.
That's right, because if you keep massaging it, benefits could befall your ladies, and they could probably
or gentlemen.
Get more boobs, you know? More boobs for you to do your things to. And everybody wants that, right?
It says playing with them titties is like... It's like water for chocolate, baby.
It's like, you know?
It's like water for chocolate. Yeah.
Nice.
Or chocolate, you know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
But don't massage the wrong pair.
Yeah, don't.
Because it could really piss someone off.
Police search for man. They say caught fire after torching another man's car.
Punk, bitch!
A man went up in flames after he tried to set another man's car on fire at a convenience store. In Charlotte, Mecklenburg, police... are searching for the arson suspect, who has been nicknamed Smokey
Snoopy?
Dickhead.
Snoopy Smokey Dickhead?
Snoopy Smokey Dickhead.
Dang. Does he got any, like, tattoos that are visible? Like
his,
Snoopy and,
yeah,
like...
His face was last seen on fire.
Oh, fuck. That's gonna be an interesting catch.
Like this guy.
Yeah, at another grocery store... this Arizona man tried kidnapping an infant at Flagstaff grocery store checkout. Police are investigating after a man is accused of trying to kidnap an infant in a self-checkout line inside a Flagstaff, Arizona Bashas grocery store.
Man, that motherfucker wanted to sell a baby.
There's no need for that. There's no need to kidnap a baby.
What is this, amateur hour?
A whole baby.
A whole baby, not a half baby or a quarter baby.
Jesus,
you're not borrowing the baby. You're saying, hey, baby.
You're mine.
He wasn't paying attention and, like, reached down where he thought his bag was with basket.
And
just,
he
like,
accidentally
picked up the baby.
Maybe the baby tumbled into the basket.
Nah, dude. A picture of this, man. This guy was going to... No. This guy,
looked like shit,
man.
Uh-oh.
He's out of the bottle, man.
He looks like shit. He looks like a
Describe
druggie.
Describe him. Oh, damn.
He's such a little sexy ass.
He's have inset eyes.
Yeah.
Is he bald?
I mean, he looks old as fuck.
Yeah. Oh. He looks like he would steal a baby.
Yeah, he's a baby stealer, right? Yeah.
He fits the type.
He's going to sell it for some whiskey, man.
Some moonshine.
Jack Daniels.
Or maybe some cannabis.
Some baby for moonshine back alley deals. For ketamine?
Yeah, dude, Special K.
Baby for ketamine? I don't know, man. I don't know
K-holes.
The exchange rate. I haven't dabbled. I don't know the I don't understand.
K holes and G holes, man.
Jesus Christ.
The cannabis holes. The University of Wisconsin Platteville Continuing Education Institute has announced three certificate programs related to one of the fastest growing industries in the nation.
Cannabis.
The certificates are offered in partnership with Green Flower, a national leader in cannabis education. Beginning in November, students will be able to begin learning the following certificates: Business of Cannabis, Cannabis Law, and Policy Cannabis, Healthcare, and Medicine.
That's cool. Would you
that
go to
cool.
school for cannabis, Burrito?
Nah, man.
Would I go to school for cannabis?
Yeah.
Cannabis education in, like, the business world.
Yeah, I guess so.
In today's economy.
It might be good.
Or would you go be a dental assistant?
Nah.
Maybe a little bit both, you know, so you could sell to your clients.
I don't-
What?
That's an entrepreneur right there.
Yeah. It's a man who finds a market and capitalizes.
I'm not sure I want to put my hand.
You know,
because
it's like, dude, this is like legit homegrown. Here you go. Like,
thank you, my dental hygienist. Not my dentist. Not even my dentist assistant. Not even the secretary who knows my name. The dental hygienist. Thank you for this marijuana.
What kind of shoes do dental hygienists wear?
New Balance.
White shoes.
Why Navy SEALs wear Chuck Taylors in Marine operations? Chuck's not just for the fashionable hipster. They're unofficial shoe of Navy Special Warfare. Oh. Any reason why?
Because Navy SEALs are hipsters now.
Oh. And you can feel everything on the ground with them.
They like to feel it all.
It's just like a foot wrap. It's not like this heavy, bulky shoe to slow you down.
They're not the feather lights.
They can get them in the right color.
That's what it is.
The camo.
You can have your red, white, and blue Chucks.
Where?
That's right.
But can this lady have her red, white, and blue iPhone 11?
No. Well, maybe not this lady who dropped her fucking iPhone 11 from more than 5,000 feet while paragliding.
This seems very specific.
Damn.
She had to let everybody know it was an 11, right?
Well, they're pointing out she was also an American tourist.
An American tourist UK. Dropped her brand new iPhone 11 into Lake Annecy Haute-Savoie in the French Alps while paragliding 5,000 feet in the air.
Damn, man.
Why
that's
is this
a setup.
News? Why is this news?
What is this,
this is UK news. This
no,
is what
this
they
is
eat
us.
Up.
This is us saying iPhone 11 a lot and not getting
iPhone
paid.
11.
Not even once. But see, you're saying iPhone 11 like you're going to get paid.
Sit your little sexy ass down.
Man, that'd be so dope if we were, man.
How many times would you say it?
Tons of times.
If the iPhone 11 survived the 5,000 foot fall.
Uh-huh. Well, then I believe the iPhone 11 should be discussed. Did it?
But I don't know if it did.
Yeah, it seems like it fell in the lake. I don't think the iPhone 11 can survive falling 5,000 feet into a lake.
Probably not.
Even if iPhone 11.
It's coming down pretty fast. But.
It's on a selfie stick, so it survived. You should buy that selfie stick as like a protective case.
Because it's like a spring, too, if it lands
correctly.
It turns
into a propeller as it falls.
So it actually went up.
It knows its velocity was dropping very fast, so it turned into a propeller. Like
velocity!
An anime.
Propellers!
Yeah, and it just slowly
boost.
Fell to the ground. And then the GPS alerted on her Apple Watch where it is.
Yes, and then it said, did you suffer a fall?
Yeah, and it also has an airbag on there that kind of turns into a float. When that iPhone hits the water, it's like, whoosh.
Oh,
and it has
a beacon.
Like a raft.
All
it
that
has a
beacon. Power just fucking disperses.
Yeah.
Man,
the iPhone 11 is off.
The iPhone 11?
The iPhone 11.
The iPhone Quantenimo.
Now we talking about iPhone Q?
I wonder if an iPhone would survive in a crash with a patrol unit.
Probably. Especially when you're a drunk driver.
If you're a drunk driver in 21. Let's see what this guy looks like. Cole
Gatlin,
21.
Gatlin. Like a Gatlin gun?
Like Gatlin gun. Punk, bitch. Hey, okay, this guy looks like he's about to be a crackhead.
If we each had a website, mine would be Gemini's Gems, and Foxtrot's would be that the Slam City newspaper Wanted or whatever. Yeah. That would be your fucking website, dude. That Wanted shit. You love that shit. What's this motherfucker
it's
look
so
like?
It's so funny, man.
You're talking about
I knew it.
At the convenience store.
I don't know
right?
why yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
that's
like,
right.
It's called Busted.
Busted. It's called Busted. But fucking Foxtrot loves that shit. Every single story, he's like, hey, let's get the internet. Oh, I knew
it. A picture of this guy.
What this bitch look like. I knew it.
It's like a puzzle in my head, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a website on that. People love that shit.
Man, this seems like a lot of deep diving that I don't want to do.
All you gotta do is get the best pictures of the people who's making these crazy ass stories.
All you gotta just farm all that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
fucking do that stuff.
All you gotta do is have a live stream in a Florida live stream. You're gonna catch some wild shit. Loud shit.
Like walking fish?
Yes. Nearly a dozen fish species can walk on land. Scientists have identified 11 species of hillstream loach with walking capabilities using their pelvic structure. The team compared these to the cave angelfish, which is the only fish observed to trek on land.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They look cool.
What'd that motherfucker look like? He looks like Mighty Mudskipper.
It looks like a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like the blobfish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Ziggy? The blob.
Like Ziggy?
Is that what the blobfish's name is?
Oh, Ziggy. He's talking about Ziggy with the...
Yeah.
Yeah, like Ziggy. Look like Ziggy, yeah.
That one's weird. That Ziggy? One's fucking weird.
Oh, the blobfish. Yeah. That thing is weird.
It's weird. Why it's like, why do you
look like Bill? Why you look like Bill? What did Bill do?
Did your face touch some lava? Fuck, man.
That was storing energy?
So much energy.
So much energy.
Like a Tesla amount of energy?
Tesla's full self-driving capability falls short of its name. In a review of Tesla's full self-driving capability, Consumer Reports says the $8,000 option doesn't make the car self-driving, though it does offer a host of advanced features. What do you guys think? Are you mad about your $8,000 purchase now? No, because you just bought a motherfucking robot Tesla. I just bought a robot Tesla. Hey, Consumer Reports, you got a taco coin? I didn't think so. Let the autopilot. Next question.
So you can actually sleep at the wheel if it actually worked.
It'd be pretty baller, man.
Yeah.
I would love that shit.
But people who don't believe in God may get better sleep. Atheists and agnostics are much more likely to sleep like an angel.
Uh-oh.
That's a good pun there.
Uh-oh.
Than Catholics and Baptists.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
We're trying to start a race war here.
That shot's fired right there.
We're trying to start another Inquisition. Or a crusade. Damn.
A crusade?
We're trying to start a motherfucking crusade here.
Man, no one expects a Spanish Inquisition.
Well, how did you sleep? Damn, we're coming for you.
And you know how we're going to find them?
How?
With creepy geofence? Yeah. Creepy geofence finds anyone who went near a crime scene. Police increasingly ask Google and other tech firms for data about who was where, when. Two judges ruled the investigative tool invalid in a Chicago case.
Yeah, man. Seems like circumstantial evidence.
Circumstantial.
Circumstantial, man. Just because my cell phone was the only one in the area where I was fucking your mama.
See?
Doesn't mean I was the one whapping the whap, you know what I mean? Geofence that.
Why don't you ask the robot at the convenience store?
Maybe, because probably he's got video, because they are going to start replacing human workers by 2022. So that sounds kind of crazy, actually. But
are you for it or against it?
I'm okay with it.
Me too.
I'm okay with it too. Fuck.
Hey, if they can get the customer service right,
too. Maybe. Jesus. Maybe
shots
not.
Fired. If they can get the customer service aspect right, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
And you'll still have the human interaction on the communication end of it.
Yeah,
oh, I see.
But I think this is more like stock boys in the convenience store.
I see.
You just like run that robot to do all the heavy lifting.
Why not? You know? Why not?
It'd be a kind of fun job, you know, if you. And it could eventually be an automated process.
It probably already is. They got self-driving robots for only $8,000 Tesla bucks.
They got black holes.
Maybe they could use a robot dog.
Robot dogs?
Maybe they can use robot
to
dogs.
Stock the shelves. Yeah.
Yeah, program the robot dog to stock shelves. That makes... They fly planes already.
They do fly planes. They're smart.
Are black holes made of dark matter? I don't know. But are they?
That's really all the help we have right now.
You need
to read the next line.
The question
black
three times.
Black holes are the darkest objects of all.
Damn, dude.
But are they made of dark matter? Are they?
Are they?
I don't know.
Are they hyper black?
Are they? What? Hyper black holes?
Like Vanta black.
We're telling the fucking public at large about the Quantimino, the existence of Quantimino right now.
We have to.
In the middle of a fucking pandemic. In the middle of a pandemic, we're gonna break the seal on Quantimino. That's fucking irresponsible.
Maybe we gotta find some circles.
Alabama restaurant serves pickle pizza. So now Peter Piper can pickle pizza. before the pizza pickle pick. Here's why Wednesday is the best day of the week at pizza place that doesn't sponsor us. Grill in Sheffield. They got a pickle pizza. Apparently it's lit. I've had pickle on my pizza before.
I hated on pickle pizza before, but now I kind of want to try it.
Pickle pizza?
At,
I'm gonna try.
Maybe
Slapbox. Pizza left.
Maybe everything is pickled.
At Slapbox, they had
everything. That seems like a lot of pickled stuff, dude.
The pickled cheese.
It's like pickled dough.
The cheese is pickled.
The sauce pickled is pickled. Cheese.
The bread
pickled
is pickled.
Tomatoes to use the to like
pickled
to make
tomatoes.
The sauce.
I don't think that would last the pickling process, if I'm being honest. A tomato?
Oh, a tomato? It can't be pickled? Yeah.
Like, I'm fully sure pickled?
I feel like you can pickle
can
anything.
I feel like
anything
it would dissolve.
PD?
Nah.
Can you pickle vinegar? So shut the fuck up. Anything can be pickled.
Pickled.
Anything can be pickled.
Yeah. Can you pickle a pickle?
Can you pickle salt?
It's just a
can.
Sour pizza. That's all it is.
Wasn't there pickles at that Taco Inn down the street?
No. They make the pizza how you want it. And then they pickle that pizza. That's what it is.
They just dunk the whole pizza.
They dunk the whole pizza.
You come back next week.
In the pickle vat. It'll be ready.
And you can eat this pickle
vat.
Yeah.
The PV, huh?
Pickle vat. They don't even bake the pizza. They just pickle the bitch.
Shit. Pickle the bitch.
Then they crash a truck into it.
That's right. They crash a truck into it.
A Coors Light truck crashes into a Taco Inn.
The fuck is a Taco Inn?
It's where it's a
door.
Fucking motel that has a taco stand near it. Or in it. Oh. It is where you go to check in.
It's a taco restaurant. But it got beds?
Yes.
I mean, that sounds pretty nice, actually.
It's like the Itis episode of Boondocks. After you finish your food, you can go take a nap.
Yeah. Taco Inn.
Since 1976, man.
Long time.
Well, back in 2018, Burger King announced a chocolate Whopper.
Whoa.
And that was an April Fool's prank.
Chocolate Whopper.
Oh, chicken fries.
But now in 2020, apparently that joke has become a reality.
Wow.
In Taiwan.
A chocolate Whopper.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this like the whole thing is chocolate? Or is
it
just
not.
Like...
No, it's not.
I think there's a chocolate sauce on it.
Yeah, it's just like sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Hershey's syrup on your Whopper.
It's like a peanut sauce.
Chocolate peanut sauce?
You say chocolate peanut sauce?
Man, the picture on Twitter looks so... It doesn't like flame. Nice brown. It's not brown.
Oh, really? Like gray?
This one's majority gray.
Ew.
That's okay.
You know what's better than that?
Maybe some Cinnamon Toast Crunch when you're fucking, you know, got the munchies because it's ridiculously doing well right now during this pandemic.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah,
saying, like,
dude.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is like because everybody's high? Because everybody gets to work from home, so they get to just
eat cereal. Just
eat cereal all day.
Constantly.
Cereal's delicious.
I feel like Cinnamon Toast Crunch has always been a winner in the cereal game.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty lit.
Why is this even used?
They also serve it in little boxes. You notice that? It's not just a regular size box of cereal.
Yeah.
It's like a
they
limited
you
amount.
Yeah.
You get like a good 3.5
they
bowls out of
They have big boxes of it, though.
They do, but...
That's one breakfast.
The family size. But I'm talking about the price of Cinnamon Toast Crunch versus some cornflakes.
Bonk-ass shit. Well, I mean, a lot more goes into Cinnamon Toast Crunch than cornflakes.
Yeah.
You know I mean...
Yeah,
all the vitamins.
Shrink
vitamins,
cinnamon toast pieces.
Yeah, first of all, cinnamon.
Toast.
Okay, toast. What else?
Crunch.
Shrink ray.
Yeah, exactly. Crunch.
Exactly. There's three ingredients of cinnamon.
No,
toast
the shrink
crunch.
Ray is cookie crisp.
There's a lot of shrink rays in the cereal industry.
Cookie
are
crisp.
You fucking coming at me?
Crunch berries are like the size of apples, but they use a shrink ray on them, and they're
holy
crunch berries.
Shit.
Yeah, those actually grow on trees.
Wait, so hold on. Cereal's just shrunk down regular food?
Yeah, Cheerios are dehydrated donuts.
It's just shrink-ray donuts? Cheerios are just shrink-ray donuts?
Yeah, that's an old joke.
why couldn't we...
joke. I've never heard that before.
Hold on, why couldn't we just, like, make it smaller to begin with?
Nah, man, then you wouldn't have a shrink-ray.
You need a shrink-ray.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
You have to.
And an enlarged ray. The type of rays.
A manta ray. A sun ray. A Ray J!
Jesus.
Damn it.
Well, Kim K is off the TV now.
So, you know what else you can have for breakfast? That cereal. Reese's is coming for that cereal.
It's coming for that cereal.
They came for the cereal. They had Reese's Puffs cereal.
They did. They did.
Now they're regurgitating it.
Now they're making it fucking.
Reese's made a breakfast cake so you can have dessert in the morning.
What's breakfast cake mean?
I don't know.
It's just fucking. Man, I eat anything for breakfast. That's stupid.
But is it just like a bar?
You know those individually wrapped cakes?
Like a bundt cake?
No, it's like the single serving size. I got you.
Yeah, 380 calories. That is not enough for me.
Like the pies at BK. The pies,
pretty good.
The single serve pies.
Why does it look like?
Oh yeah.
I mean, why do you have to eat it during for breakfast?
You don't have to
eat it whenever you want.
No, you don't have to. What they're doing is they're normalizing. They're normalizing.
Getting in your head.
You can have whatever you want for breakfast.
Sugar for breakfast.
You have freedoms, man. You can eat anything.
I mean, you eat pancakes for breakfast, right?
Yeah. You want pussy for breakfast? Have that.
Sure.
You want some blue waffle for breakfast? Have that. It don't matter, man.
Throw some syrup on there.
Syrup.
You know?
Or some lean.
Or lean. Shit, that was the news, guys. Lean. That was the news.
It's all good.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at SlamCityRadio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.